Yo, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to episode 4 of the podcast. Today's Friday, so you know we got that special guest today. My side host, Luis, couldn't make it today. He had some shit. He got stuck in traffic, you know. Motherfucker be hustling. But today, our special guest is the YouTube channel SOS Productions. Robert, go ahead and introduce yourself.
All right, what's going on, y'all? My name's Robert, Robbie, whatever y'all prefer. I got my right-hand man over here.
It's Steven, man. You already know what the fuck going on.
So, yeah, guys, just check out the YouTube channel, SOS Productions. As soon as you put it out there, as soon as you type it up on the YouTube, it's going to pop up. First things first, to get the podcast started, bro, what made you guys come up with the YouTube channel?
All right. So, honestly, I wouldn't really give credit to too much. You know, it was kind of a collective idea that me and Steven had. And, you know, one day we just realized what's stopping us, really. You know, in this, especially in this day and age where it's so easy to do things, you know, on your own, be your own boss, and, you know, try to make that step on of, like, quitting a 9 to 5, you know?
Yeah, really
pushing. It's just a big dream.
Really pushing it.
It's a big dream, yeah. And, you know, dreams don't work unless you do, so we out here doing.
That's it. I mean, that's kind of how we started the podcast on Tuesday, me and Luis. We kind of just, we did the same mindset, but only thing was, I mean, it's kind of hard for people to really just jump into it, and that's kind of why I give you guys credit, because you guys are almost, what, on a year going on the YouTube now?
Yeah, almost a year. Yeah.
That's good, man. You guys are still grinding out, putting out videos. The content is good. You know, the YouTube just be home with the whole, you know, taking down the videos for copyright and stuff like that, because, you know.
I want to touch on that, because there was a span of, like, I would say 3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
Where we believe, we're not too convinced yet, but we believe someone was reporting our content.
Oh, damn.
Someone was reporting our shit, getting our stuff up. Taken down and stuff. Fuck that.
Yeah, so, but after a couple months from that, like, our videos didn't change at all, and they would stop getting reported. So that's how we know, that's how we have, like, an idea that someone was trying to bring us down.
Bro, you know who I think it was, too, though, low-key? I feel like it was the teachers.
Yeah.
The
teachers?
It had to be.
We never even mentioned teachers in our stuff.
Nah, but I feel like, what was that one? We're not going to say his name, but he's going to go by Mark Henry. But he's going to go by Mark Henry. He's going to go by Mark Henry. T-Grizzly, T-Sizzle.
Nah, honestly, bro, he's been, like, honest to God, he's been the biggest supporter that I can say has, like, been keeping up with us.
Bro? He's, like, consistent as fuck. He actually, like, watches our
stuff. Bro, I want to get into contact with him, bro, because I feel like he can help me out, like, really push this podcast.
Yeah, as far as the audio shit, like, I think you know stuff
about that. Yeah, he has his own podcast, too, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he'd help you with that, definitely.
Damn, I want to get in with that, too, bro.
And honestly, he's been, like, a low-key manager for us. He's been leading us in the right directions with the merch that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, he's just been telling us that we're creative, you know. He can't wait to see what we come up with.
Bro, I actually, like, really want to, like, get into contact with him, because my thing too is, like, I'm not afraid to give out free advertisement and all that, because I'm not as big yet.
Yeah,
like I told you guys, over the last, shout out to the fans who are listening to my podcast, bro, over the last three episodes, bro, I got over 1,000 listeners. So, and that's combined with Spotify, Anchor, all the app, and my podcast Justin isn't on Spotify, it's on Facebook podcast, it's on all types of platforms.
We're,
you can listen to a podcast
out here.
So thank you guys so much for showing the love and support, man.
Exactly.
You know, if it wasn't for you guys, if it wasn't for the people, bro, that keep telling me, Augie, this shit is hilarious, keep it going, bro, I don't think I would have stopped after the first two episodes.
I don't
know if, like, people realize how much that helps. Like, I feel like if people, like,
if you
show your support to someone, it kind of motivates them to, like,
it keeps going.
It goes farther than you guys really could ever know.
It gives us more of a grind aspect, because at least, like, to me, when I first did it, I was already getting hyped as fuck when people were telling me, bro, this shit is good, this and that. And then when I start to see people posting it and saying it's hilarious and stuff like that, it makes me like, bro, keep it going.
I compare it to, like, a paycheck. You know what I'm saying? If you get that feedback, that's your paycheck, you feel good, you want to keep going.
Bro, and I'm not even, like, I don't know. To me, I feel like making YouTube and a podcast and all that, I don't want to make it work, because if I make it work, it's not going to be as fun.
What do you mean make it work?
Like, if I make it my job, that I got to do it every day, that I got to do this, that I got to keep people occupied, then at that point, it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, you got to do it because you want to. And it's kind of cool, like, if you have something you're having fun with, it's kind of cool, like, seeing someone else enjoy it just as much as you do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Here's what I respect about what you're doing, because you're on this whole, like, podcast wave, which is, if you really think about it, you can talk about anything, everything. So you don't have to stick to a certain topic, which is where me and Steve, I guess, I wouldn't say we fucked up, but we put ourselves in that niche, group, that we know what people want, And we have to kind of figure out how to work with that instead of being able to branch out into different ideas.
But I mean, because you can go outside the box. Because no matter what we do, it has to be like, it kind of has to
be associated with weed.
Exactly.
Yeah, in a way.
But
which isn't bad.
Yeah.
But you kind of run out of ideas eventually.
Yeah, you're like stuck in a box.
True,
yeah.
But I mean, is the market for weed really that big though?
See, and here's the thing about this also, about our YouTube channel. This isn't get rich overnight quick or get popular overnight quick. We understand this is a little seed that we have to be watering over the span of, 3-5 years?
Hell yeah.
Even then, we might not see the amount of attention that we want.
To. Yeah.
But we're this is like an investment, basically. This is long term. This isn't, you know, something that we're planning gets big.
Yeah, I mean, and quick. With the podcasting, bro, I mean, it really, like, it's getting big right now. It's not getting fucking extremely big where I'm getting, you know, racking up 300, 400 views.
Yeah. But you're getting a good amount of views, bro.
Yeah,
that's
but,
what I'm saying.
You know.
That's what I respect about you is that you understand people fuck with you. You've talked to a lot of people, especially in high school. People know you off of that. You
yeah.
know? And you kept your alias, a.k.a. Doughboy, people recognize you for. And, you know, you spreading the word, it gets people, you know, interested.
Yeah, but my thing is, too, like, the main purpose I made the podcast is because I primarily don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I never have. I still
and
don't.
We noticed that from you. You know,
yeah,
knowing you for 6+ years.
Yeah,
we you've always been like that.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
just
give
putting
a fuck.
This on for nothing. No, for no one.
It's not a front. Like people think I'm bullshitting when I talk on the podcast about stuff that the shit I talk about on the podcast is shit that's actually happened to me.
Yeah,
bro, there's some topics we're gonna talk about on shit that we've witnessed in high school, especially me and Steve
oh,
and
for sure.
me and you. We gotta talk about that. That big ass shit that went down at the park a couple years back, sophomore year. We gotta talk about that.
Yeah.
Bro.
We got a lot of stories.
But I wanna talk about more, primarily first, your guys' YouTube channel on. Bro, if you guys put out merch. I told you this when you started talking about it on Instagram. The sizes. bro, we need big people friendly sizes, bro.
No,
we need.
See, and we are. Don't get it fucked up. Don't get it fucked up. I put a poll on our Instagram. If you don't follow our Instagram. Your host is hitting a puff right now. Don't mind him. But I put a poll up on our Instagram, which if you want to follow that, it's SOS Productions. Same across all platforms, YouTube, Instagram.
Our Instagram is strictly only stoners _. I think
okay,
that's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck, what was I gonna say? What was I talking about?
the merchandise.
Oh yeah, the merch. I'm gonna let Steve speak on that. I'm letting Steve handle most of the merch.
Yeah, we currently have our design in progress. It's gonna be the design on the t-shirt. We're just waiting on that. But other than that, it's gonna be good. And the sizes, like we said, DM us on social media if you have like a specific size
yeah,
that we may not have.
Because we have the general sizes. We have small, large, medium, extra large, and double XL. You know. So if anything above that or below that, just DM us.
So why don't you guys, since you guys are barely starting the merch thing, why don't you guys collab with other people that already have merch?
We want to do that later
no
on.
Sense.
We
want to
do that
because
when we establish our brand. You know what I'm saying?
Right, but why not do it? I mean,
because
you guys have a following, but it's not as big. Just like my following is not as big neither.
Yeah.
But why not do... See, with me, the way I want to do the podcast, like with all the you know, all the people I have on Snap and on Instagram and all that... All those people that have, like, small platform things, but they got music going. They got, like, you know, haircuts, fucking car detailing,
yeah.
selling cups. I want to promote all their stuff.
Selling
so that way when
cups?
Bro, yeah, I got a female friend. Her name is Andrea, bro.
Hey, shout out to her, man.
I'm going to find her Instagram and all that, and I'm going to let you guys know about it. But she makes cups, bro, like, for Starbucks cups. So that way when you go, she customizes your Starbucks cups for you. So you can get it customized. Bro, a lot of people like Starbucks. So if you got a girlfriend or something that likes Starbucks,
yeah,
bro, hit her up. She'll customize it. If you like cars and shit, she'll get like stickers, design the cup for you. It's like a long little personal Starbucks
yeah,
cut that she customizes.
And what, like with the? Oh, my bad. If y'all didn't know, we are sparking a joint too for y'all. Listening.
Yeah, they are. They said they are SOS Productions, bro. They gotta get their. They gotta get their smoke on.
Oh, and head over to SOS on Sunday or Monday if y'all want to see the clips from this podcast, so y'all can you know.
Yeah, we're gonna have the visual podcast on our channel, and then Augie's gonna have. The entire
so we're gonna have the podcast is gonna go up like regular as soon as I'm done with the podcast it goes automatically
yeah.
up but if you want to see the highlights from the podcast that we're talking about
it'll be up in two days
Sunday by Sunday so just go and check it out see the stuff we smoking on see what they smoking on
see what's going on
got the little king palms going you feel me you feel me
okay nah but about the merch going back to the merch when we establish like the clothing line basically I want to branch into smoking accessories from like smoke trays to lighters
to cups
to cups.
Yeah. Rugs, bro, house rugs.
Who would have thought a house rug?
That'd be sick as fuck.
You know what I'm saying? With this whole merch thing, we're not limited in our minds. We just have to build up to it. So eventually we'll get there.
Though, too.
Yeah, exactly. And go ahead.
Bro, like for me, I feel like my goal is once I get a big enough following, I want to get at least to 1,000 followers on Instagram.
You wanted this?
No, go ahead. You guys can go ahead. I want to get to at least 1,000 followers on Instagram. So I already have a following, I already have an audience.
Yeah.
And then I want to make an own Doughboys podcast account so they can follow that and keep up with the merch ideas when we're posting. Because I want to change the schedule because I know I've been posting every day since Tuesday.
And like that's one thing I've been telling him about this. Is like you don't want to water down your product. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to overproduce. Like Steven said yesterday, quality over quantity. So, you know, we kind of just convinced him to change up the schedule a little bit. But the schedule
is going to be changed up too. So I want to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I want to have me and my homie Luis. Oh, we're always going to be in the podcast together because it's kind of a thing that we've both done. So Monday, me and him. Wednesday, me and him. We're always going to chop it up, story, stuff like that. So if you like the entertainment shit that we're talking about, bro, thank you. Keep coming. Friday, we're always going to have a guest, whether... The first guest is SOS. Shout out to them. Yes, they want to collab. Yes, next Friday, I don't know yet. I got a lot of people hitting me up saying that they want to collab and all that. And Monday through Wednesday, the schedules is always going to be homies I want to do on the podcast too. It's a bunch of people. But Fridays are for primarily people who want to get shouted out, want their music to get put off. If you're making music, if you're doing haircuts, shit like that, because exactly. I want to ask you questions
about
your company.
We want to know your story. We want to know what the motive is behind it. We want to make sure you're not just, you know...
Doing it for clout.
Exactly.
I don't got clout, but I don't want you using my shit to just exploit your shit. You know what I mean?
We want
to
see that you actually have passion behind this and have a plan, and you know you're down for it. Because there's some people that just half-ass it, and a couple weeks in, a couple months in, they give it up.
Yeah, I don't want to promote something that's gonna be half-assed, bro. If you deadass want to do it, you want to grind it out, let me know. Get into contact with the big motherfucker, and I'll put you guys on, bro.
Yeah, me and Steven were just chopping it up too about the whole sponsorship things. If y'all want to reach out to us and get some free publicity off of the things that, you know, that we're doing out here. I know some of y'all might see us and what we're producing. If you want to see your name behind that, fucking hit us up. We're more than down to, you know, put your stuff in there.
Bro, if you make music, you see a little intro song that I got in the beginning. It's a little gas.
That could be you, bro.
Bro, that could be you, bro. Like, I got no problem sharing a little snippet of your music video or your music inside the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, too, don't forget to shout me out on your podcast, too, bro, because I talk just as if highly I'm talking about you. You got to talk to him about me because
you got
to
put him in a
not
bar.
Not your podcast, but like your outlets. You know what I'm saying? What you're connected
to. If you're making music, bro, and I use your music on your next song, shout me out. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah.
A little shout. Be like, hey.
That's on your like all your socials and like shit like that. You know.
Bro, imagine if I got like an artist to be on my podcast and he puts like he gets big off of one song.
Well, they should.
And that song, bro, in the beginning, it's like. Shout out my boy Doughboys Podcast, letting my feelings flow.
Yeah, bro.
Invite him to the studio. And then he goes off, bro, and then people are like,
bro, have you ever, like, yo. Listen to your radio and it's like, this is Doughboy, y'all listening to.
Bro, the one I think about is the one from the Snoop Dogg song where he's like, we're back at the Jack Off Hour. This is easy dick. Bro, that shit's hilarious to me, bro.
Yeah.
But, I mean, to me, bro, I feel like the podcast is just something that I wanted to do, and I'm like, fuck it. I've seen a lot of people do it.
It's hella fun in the beginning, like, whatever the fuck you're
bro,
doing.
Bro, I want to get to the point where I can set up a camera. I want to be in a studio with actual microphones and all that. But for right now, this is cool, too.
Yeah, bro.
It's a start, bro. You got to start somewhere.
And my shit is relatable, bro, because I'm starting – because there's a lot of people that do podcasts, and they're already, like, 30, 40. They've already had so much life, bro.
Yeah.
My podcast, I'm 19. I want to do it young, so young audiences – relate to the shit that we
do. I feel like you're tapping in at a good time because
I'm hopping on the way.
Just recently, podcasts have become
they've been popping off.
Yeah, within the last year, I would say they've been getting more popular.
Well, and I do it too because let's be honest, bro, we're getting older, and a lot of us aren't either in school or have a 9-to-5 job. And during that time, if you want to, you know, listen to something, I'm pretty sure people will be listening to the podcast when they're at work. Yeah. Pop into my podcast.
Yeah.
I say a lot of stupid shit. If you miss hearing my dumbass in the hallways and all that, bro, pop into my podcast. You'll hear the same shit I used to say.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like people realize that after, especially after high school. You know what I'm saying? You realize that we're all struggling with the same shit and we're all trying to figure out the same shit.
Bro, you know what I realized, too? Maybe it's just because of the pandemic, but I was telling Luis, bro, nobody really, like, after high school, nobody really talks to each other no more.
Yeah,
bro. Except your inner circle, bro. But I try, bro, to reach out to a lot of people.
Why? Like, what do you gain from
it? Because, bro, because to be honest, like, I don't have beef with nobody. I never had beef with anybody. You know, like, bro, for a long time, I didn't know what the fuck the meaning of op meant. But then my homie Luis was like, no, an op is like when someone hates on you. I never had somebody that fucking hated on me. Because he asked me, he's like, oh, you got any ops?
Wait,
that, like,
isn't it just short for opposite?
Opposite? I mean, I thought op was just like, he just fucking hates on you, to be honest.
I just thought of it of like the opposite side.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
For real?
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
It's pretty much they just not what you're. They're not fucking with you and what the wave you're on. You feel me? But with me, I never had bad blow with anybody, bro. That's kind of why I started the podcast, so I can really like express myself and really just kind of show these people like a different side of what. Because a lot of people know me for back in high school, really being a fucking idiot. I used to do a lot of dumb shit, bro. I'm not putting myself down, but bro, let's be honest. Ask Steve. I used to take my shirt off in class. I used to roll my shirt off and pee. I don't do that shit no more. Yeah, but I don't do that no more, bro. I feel like I've matured a lot as a person. But I made the podcast because we're moving up as older people now.
Yeah.
And I want to show like
your growth.
My growth. Yeah, I want
to.
And it's kind of, bro. And like you said, something about your age and how you said you're like 19. It's kind of cool because like the longer you do this, you're kind of showing you're like.
Bro, think about it. If I keep going and I'm like 30,
audio form, bro.
And I went from like, couple followers, 77 followers, 200 followers. By the time I'm 30, I'm fucking. What if I got my own fucking TV show on Comedy Central?
True.
That'd be kind of dope, bro.
That'd be sick.
That, I mean, that's pretty sure. Like, Robin Big, bro. My inspiration really for, like, shit like that, bro, is Rob Dyrdek, dog.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, seeing Robin Big and then from him going to, like, I know he got famous, too, off his Ridiculous show. But not only that, he used to be a skater, too, bro. And he used to promote, like, the DC shoes.
Yeah.
I remember he used to make fun of motherfuckers that would wear them. But when I actually started seeing that he actually, like, promotes them and shit, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, the skater world, bro, is a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah.
They got the whole...
I would eventually want to make, like, for our merch and shit, too, like boards.
Yeah, bro, because low-key, bro, skaters got their own little wave going. They do their own things, stuff like that. Like, I never noticed shit like that.
They do, bro. Even like, the clothing and shit, like...
Bro, the females, too, bro. They got the nice-ass drip. Like, I've seen the female clothing that they be wearing, and it's fire.
Yeah.
That's why there's, like, so many, like, skateboard, like... clothing brands now.
Yeah,
it's like so easy. Like it's easy to start up, but it's kind of hard to blow.
But you know what sucks about it though? They're not fucking big people friendly. That's why I can't really fucking. Bro, Because I went to Zoomies and all that. The biggest size, extra large.
I've seen.
I know there's some fucking fat skaters out there, bro. They know the hustle. They know the grind.
Hey, maybe we can be the first, man.
Bro, be the first. Maybe change the game. The I'm pretty sure we got some big motherfuckers in Alabama that be skating.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty
Shout
sure,
out they're,
bro. There's always someone that's thinking the same as you, bro.
Yeah,
that's what me and Luis were talking about. They're like, bro, everybody in this world is made differently, but the mindset is the same. Mm-hmm. Everybody thinks the same, bro. Just like how you and Steve, you guys are both different, but you guys came together and made a YouTube channel. Just like me and Luis got two different perspectives of things, but that's why I made the podcast to give our perspective on things.
Yeah.
And I feel like once people build a following, they start to really hop on the wave of like, oh, you know what? I actually fuck with their podcast, or I actually fuck with the shit they're doing.
And like people see that, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes these things can, pick up.
Yeah, bro. Sometimes
you're just doing your own thing.
Yeah, sometimes. Hey, EDP went from being a nobody to getting blown up and then getting caught up in some cases and.
Yeah.
That's what went downhill.
But I feel like with me, it's like, when people get famous like that, bro, they take it to their head.
Yeah.
They start getting sponsorships. They start making money. They start really overdoing it. I think that's where you fuck up. But if you stay humble through the whole thing, bro, if I make it on a fucking podcast talking about bullshit like this, and I make it up there, and I get to buy my dream car, fuck the podcast. I don't know what I'm gonna do, bro. I'm gonna keep that shit going because I got everything I needed.
Yeah, nah.
I got, bro. My dream car is a 1988 Lamborghini Countach.
Bitches,
all right. I want to either white or black, and if it's black, I want the inside to be red, and if it's white, I want the inside to be blue. No, blue.
Blue. Ooh, that's
trippy. Shit, bro. That's the dream, bro.
Bro, and that's the first year Lamborghini ever put Alcantara and Lamborghinis, bro. So the material in that bitch would be
that's
nice.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Imagine pulling up, bro. Imagine. My goal, bro, is like if I make it, I want to bring everybody with me, bro.
Yeah.
Because I want to see you. I want to see Steve. I want to see my homies driving down the fucking freeway in a fucking Hellcat, in a Charger, in a truck. Yeah, I want to see my homies whipping it with me, bro. I want everybody to make it to the top.
Just mobbing.
But at the same time, too, I don't want nobody being like, "Oh, you owe me this. I owe you shit, dog."
Yeah.
And if I did owe you something, I'll repay you with like a fucking chain. No, with the chain, bro. Be like, hey, bro, you remember when you owe me $2,000 back in the day? Bro, here's a fucking $5,000 watch. Do what you want with it. Your debt is paid, homie. On that shit. Do what you want with it. I don't give a fuck. Post it on your Instagram. Drop the Henny on. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Drop the Henny on it.
Do what you want, bro. But, I mean, my thing is, pro too, bro, is like when people make it, they stop dreaming big.
Yeah, they get comfortable.
They get comfortable. With me, bro, there is no stop. Keep it going.
Yeah.
I like to keep the fucking... Nah, I'm okay. Go ahead.
I keep trying to pass you, bro.
I want the goal, bro. Like, if I get the car, keep it going.
Yeah.
If I get the car, I want a business. If I got the business, keep it going after the business. Just keep expanding. Yeah, keep expanding, bro. Bro, because, like, we were talking about, bro, life can take shit from you, like that. Yeah. I know that, especially through all the shit I went through.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let's talk about it. So you guys keep hitting me up on the podcast about the female that I keep talking about. And last night, me and her actually got into a fucking... Well, I wouldn't even say me and her. I was just fucking angry. And so I called her and kind of ripped her a new ass for what she did, you know. And big boss to her for answering the fucking phone, to be honest. Because to be honest, if it were me in the situation, I wouldn't have answered the phone.
Okay.
But I mean, I laid it on her, bro, and I really got fucking mad because... To me, it felt like, I don't know if you guys have ever been betrayed, bro, but, like, being betrayed like that, I don't got nobody, to be honest. I don't got, like, it may sound sad or whatever, bro, but nobody ever fucking pushes me to go forward except myself. And I'm not asking for a fucking handout, I'm not asking for nobody to text me or anything like that, but that's just dead ass something that I go through. But she was somebody that I would text if I was going through something, and the fact that she was so easily quick, like, to talk shit about me pissed me off, you know what I mean? So I kind of just went off on her yesterday. And she realized that she fucked up. So you know what she told me?
What she said?
She said that she wants to talk about it on a hike.
On a hike?
On a hike. She said, why don't we go and exercise and talk about our feelings? That's what I said. I said, the fuck?
That bitch trying to kill you.
Oh, God. Hey,
she wants to kill. Hey, come to this hill so I can push you off this bitch. Come to this
remote location. But we got no sir.
Don't tell nobody, though.
Nah, I mean... Hey, you know what the fucking podcast is? If I don't upload on Monday, something fucking... If I don't upload on Monday, something fucking happened to me. But, I mean, I don't know, bro. I mean, I was talking to her, and I'm kind of in between the mix now. Because to me, once you do me dirty once, there's no going back.
Yeah.
Can't take that shit back once you've done it.
True. Respect.
And I feel like now, with her, if I take her... Not even take her back, but just bring her back to my life, I'm not going to text her no more. I'm not going to be the same. So why even bring her back at all? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I'm tormented because it's like we had a lot of memories together
yeah.
in such a short amount of time. And it I was, told her a lot yeah, of things.
I remember you talking about that.
At the same time, bro, those memories weren't really just... At least for me, what I would say wasn't really shit that I would tell anybody. It was shit that I told her only. Mm. And I feel like now it's kind of like once you betray me once, I can't fucking bring you back.
I mean, fuck, bro. Honestly, it's all about learning.
I know, bro,
it's
but...
It's all about learning.
Fuck learning, dog. I don't like that shit, bro.
Especially to move on from shit like this. Like, it's going to be hard.
See, and I want to move on.
Yeah.
Right?
But...
And I feel like the right step is to just tell her no.
All right. So you know what's right.
Right. But at the same time, she didn't put in an effort before. And so now, I don't know, maybe it's because she feels like she looks bad. Or maybe she deadass realizes that she fucked up and she wants to make it work.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't know that.
Maybe she wants to come from a good place of, like, not letting you down or not making you sad or nothing. You ever think about that?
I did. My friend told me, she goes, Augie, what if she just wants to be cool with you as a friend and this and that? And I said, I get that. Yeah. I said, I understand that. But now, I can't even have a friendship with her, bro. Like.
Yeah, and if you feel that way, bro, honestly, it's not bad to...
To let her know, just drop it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like that nigga where I can just, if I drop somebody, it's because I really don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
I'm really like, I'm not that type of person to where I'm like, all right, fuck you, bitch. I'm going to stop talking to you. I'm going to drop you and all that. And I don't mean to call you a bitch. That's just a saying. She got mad because I called her a bitch yesterday.
Yeah, that's our fault. We didn't know.
Nah, it's okay. I mean, she kind of deserves a little bit of heat. She even told me yesterday that she felt so bad that she wanted me to send heat her way. And I'm like, I'm not like that to her. I'm going to send people to go talk shit to you.
Yeah.
Because that's not how I am.
Did you say her name?
No, I didn't, bro. I don't say her name, nothing. But she knows I'm talking about her. She listens to the podcast. It all started because I told her that she was fake, that she didn't post a podcast, and I was joking. And she took that shit to heart. and she took it to heart. And she went and talked shit about it.
Huh? Were you joking?
No, I was joking. Fuck you, bitch. I was joking. I was joking, bro. But yeah. she took it up the ass and really took it from something that didn't have to be something and really fucking pushed it to the max. Yeah. And now, not only that, it got to a point where now it's like there's no return. I don't really know in this situation, bro. That's kind of why I'm talking about it, to see, like, to really get your guys' perspective on it, on what I should do. Cause I wanna leave her, but at the same time, I feel like if I stay for the long haul, yeah, maybe down the line, it might work out. But at the same time, I don't wanna be around her if she's with another guy neither, you feel me? Like I just can't do it.
I think it's cool to be cool with her and still not be around her. I think that's fine.
Like, just be cool and just not hang out with her as much. Because, I mean, I don't hang out with her like that anyways, bro. But, I mean, I tried, bro. Like, that ass, I tried putting in the work.
Well, if there's no beef, then what the fuck?
No, there's beef because I'm fucking pissed. But she wants to work it out.
Well, I think you can be cool and just...
Just leave it?
Yeah, just leave
it. So, just go with her on Saturday and just talk it out. And then after that, really just...
Well, if you don't feel like going, then don't go. The fuck?
If you don't feel like going, just don't go. I mean, I like working out, bro. I like doing my thing. I like, you know, I like working out, especially for me, because I really want. I got 4 months before the summer, bro, and I've been going to the gym nonstop, bro. My forearms used to have fat in them, bro. I don't got no fat in these motherfuckers no more. And now my arms, bro, they're starting. You see a little muscle, baby. You see a little muscle, a little progress. You feel me? But bro, I've been going every day since like January, and I kind of took a week off after like the end of January, really.
Why is that?
What was I doing? Oh, I had work, bro. I worked a lot that week. And then I finally quit my job, and that really just kind of initiated, okay, bro, you're not doing shit at home. If you're bored, like, my mentality now is when I'm bored, go to the gym.
Yeah.
Go play basketball.
That's a good thing.
Go work out. Now, that's my mentality now. So now since I'm not doing nothing, I don't have nothing going on, I go to the gym and go work out for like 2-3 hours. Bro, I'm in that bitch lifting fucking heavy, dog. And I go to Planet Fitness, bro, because I do the machines and all that. But I feel like if I start going like to a sporter and all that, when I have money,
yeah,
like I'll actually start to lift even more and all that. But right now, bro, I'm feeling good going to the gym. What's the difference? They have more the machines, and then with Planet Fitness, I already have a free membership, so I just go and just walk in there and work out. And then my homies too, that I go hang out with, the homie Luis, he has a. That's why, too, we started the podcast, because we used to go... We go to the gym all the time together. Yeah, so we go and work out all the time.
Little water break.
Little water break. But, I mean, we almost 30 minutes in, so let's start talking about how... We know how we met, which was in biology. And shout out, Miss Stringham. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck. That teacher told me... that I was never going to graduate high school and that I wasn't going to be shit. Okay. So on graduation, remember, we didn't get like a little graduation, but we got that little drive-by thing?
Yeah.
When I drove past, my family was in the back. When I drove past, she said, Augie, I always believed in you. Fuck you, Miss Stringham.
No way, she said that.
Bro, I said, fuck you, Miss Stringham.
She really said that?
Yeah, fuck that bitch. I don't fucking like her. But, bro, that class, people that go to high school with me and Steven and Robert, if they know who we are, you know... Steve, Michaela, Kevon, Andrea, fucking Isaac, Ernest, all those fucking few, bro. We really fucking went off in that fucking class, bro. We made a fucking ruckus, stealing fucking candy. Bro, I'm gonna bring up an embarrassing moment, but it's kind of funny. This is the reason why I really hated Miss Stringham. Walked into class one day, okay?
Yeah.
And I sat into the chair.
Oh, shit.
Not even 5 minutes after the bell rang, okay? I go sit down, my chair's in the front of the class. I go sit down by desk.
Okay.
And as I'm sitting down, my chair legs fucking collapse. And I fucking break the chair. And then this bitch goes, oh my God, you broke the chair. And so everybody's fucking around me laughing their ass off.
But she thought you did it on purpose.
She thought, and she wrote me a fucking, she gave me a detention.
That was the craziest part.
And I was like, bro. And I got
you. She used to always tell you don't, because you used to like bend back.
Yeah, but
I would lean back in the chair.
Yeah, yeah, but when I sat in the chair, I literally just sat like this and it fucking gave way, bro. Bro, and that was third period or fourth period, so it couldn't have been me, bro, that just sat in that fucking chair.
Yeah.
So I got up from the chair being broken, and I just remember me getting mad as fucking telling her, fuck you, Miss Stringham, you knew the chair was fucking broken. Because I was embarrassed, bro. I was mad as fuck.
Yeah.
Bro, fuck that lady, man. I can't stand that bitch. Fucking hate that teacher, bro. I don't give a fuck. Can't stand Miss Stringham.
Real hating. Oh, God.
Bro. She traumatized.
Fuck that lady.
That's crazy.
Gave me some, bro.
Yeah, bro. I can't imagine myself in that situation.
Bro, and then like
I probably cussed her out too, bro.
I cussed her out. I remember there was a day. This is how fucked up it was in that class. There was a day where this girl cussed me out, and I didn't even do shit. She just took it out on me, and I got sent outside. I said, "What the fuck?" And I said, "Miss Chingham, I said, "Biology." I said, "Miss Chingham, what the fuck? Why are you coming at me?" And then I remember the fucking choir teacher. We're not gonna say her name. The girl. But it rhymes with.
You
it rhymes
said so many fucking names.
I mentioned names that were that because they want to be in the podcast too. The people that were
government.
But no, I'm not gonna mention the girl's name. But the nickname rhymes with Bar Bar. Okay. If she was to, because that's what the choir teacher said. She came up and she's like, no, this girl wouldn't do that. Not her. And I was like, first of all, it's none of your fucking business, lady. Shut the fuck up.
She was trying to help,
bro. She was trying to tell the other girl that she didn't do it, that it was me. So then I told Miss Stringham, I said, bro, fuck this lady. She don't know what she's talking about. She wasn't in there. So then Miss Jim goes, Augie, go to the office. Don't be talking to her. I said, fuck you and fuck that choir teacher. I don't give a fuck. So I went to the office with the fucking principal, and I remember every time I used to get in trouble in there, and he'd send me over there, he'd be like, Augie, what'd you do? So I didn't fucking do shit, man. She'd write me a fucking fro. You know, she don't like me. Here's the detention, go back to class. And I'd walk back in the fucking class thinking I'm a pimp and shit, come back with the fucking detention. Man, I was such a fucking badass little kid sophomore year. I didn't give a fuck about nothing.
Teachers had like a short ass fuse with you by like senior. No, it was like junior year, sophomore year.
Yeah, no.
They were really on your ass.
Yes, yeah, so, well, I don't blame them.
They probably talking about you in the break room.
Yeah, yeah, no, bro, they were, bro, because I remember, you know what English teacher I'm about to talk. We're not going to say her name, but we're great. She's a sophomore teacher. But I'm pretty cool with her daughter. Her daughter listens to the podcast. But she used to fucking tell me all the time, Augie, my mom fucking comes home and starts complaining about you and that you're being a dick and all that. You need to shut the fuck up in class. And I'm like, fuck you. I don't got to do shit. Your mom's coming at me. But then once I grew up and I got kicked out of that school and I went to Estrella and I met Luis and all them, I realized, all right, bro, yeah, you were a fucking idiot. What the fuck were you doing? That's kind of why when I came back my junior year, like halfway, bro, I didn't fail a fucking class.
Did they
class.
Know that you were gone?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they know that I got kicked out. Oh, I don't think actually. I'm they do sure know. That I got kicked out of my first high school, got sent to what a ghetto ass high school.
Say why
and what year?
Okay, so I say freshman year I was already a little shit. I was already cussing out teachers. I was doing the same shit already.
That was prime Augie, right? There.
Prime Augie, bro. I was doing a lot of shit that time. I was going to parties. I was doing a lot of shit as a freshman, just really fucking up. I was on the wrestling team. I was going crazy back then, bro. I was really doing my shit.
Crazy on the mat.
The only thing is I just wasn't doing my schoolwork. And somehow I made it past, bro. I don't even know how I graduated, bro. The grind was real. Because I don't think I passed a single class besides PE freshman year. And Re-180. Because I was in Re-180. And then I think after my whole freshman year, the half of sophomore year, they just got tired of my shit. And they're like, yeah, fuck this kid. He's not changing. We got to send him away. So I got kicked out. The way I actually got kicked out was they gave me a contract, and the contract that said if you have any Fs or any in trouble or anything like that, you got a detention suspension. It was automatically got expelled from the school. Well, this was the bullshit. I was already failing four classes. So it was regardless whether I was not going to get the fucking contract or not. They were going to kick me out regardless.
Okay.
So Wednesday, I signed the contract. Thursday, they tell my parents. By Friday, I was out of there by fifth period. I got kicked out of that school. Damn. So when I came back from fall break, or I think it was winter break, I was already starting at a new school.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was really just fucked after that. Because that was like, well, all right, man, that's what the fuck your new life is. Got to meet some new homies. And that school was fucking ghetto, dog. Like, people were fucking selling dope, ODing in the bathroom. And it was a fucking prison, bro. It was small as fuck.
Yeah.
And he felt like a fucking prisoner, bro. I'd wake up at 5 in the morning, take a fucking bus, be on the bus for 2 hours, because we'd go from here all the way down to fucking 75th, go to fucking Tolleson Indian School, pick up like 30 other fucking kids, and then go to school. And each class was like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
And that fucking sucked even more. But I met some cool-ass people, bro. A lot of people over there were real as fuck. Like, if you had a class with somebody and you were cool with them, because classes were only there for a month, and you got half a credit for the class.
That's not bad.
For 3 months. I think it was, like, 3 months or some shit like that. Every time, like, remember how we have quarters?
Yeah.
So every time you had a quarter, that whole quarter counted as a fucking half credit. So that's why I was able to come back fast as fuck, bro, because I had 3 classes and I had a 4th one where it was online where I had 4 more classes that I was doing. Yeah. So I was knocking them bitches out every day. But I met some fucking cool ass people, man. I met a lot of cool ass people. I met a lot of fucking, there was a lot of fucking crazy shit that happened at that school too. There's a lot of dumb shit. People ODing. This is how fucking ghetto this school was. The teacher wanted to make a fucking field trip in the summer, okay? To go see Black Panther, because she was a black activist, the lady.
Okay.
And I said, all right, cool, dope. We're all going to go to the fucking, you know, cool as fuck. Pretty dope. We got a private little theater, everything, right? The whole school got to go. Yeah. Small ass school, okay? Come back. And there was beef on the other bus because 2 bitches were staring at each other in the movie theater. And so on the bus, they're talking about it. And these people, bro, I don't know if you niggas see at Desert Edge how motherfuckers talk shit and keep it going. At that school, you talk shit, you're getting your fucking ass beat.
Yeah.
So they're talking shit on the bus, and they're like, wait till we get off the bus, bitch, because it's really going to be like Wakanda, this motherfucker. Oh, my. Soon as we get off the bus, bro, a big-ass Mexican girl and a skinny-ass Mexican girl start going at it. Boom, boom, in the middle. And we're like, oh, fuck, it's going down. And then another Mexican girl jumps in, beating that skinny Mexican girl's ass.
Yeah.
So the teachers got involved. And then I remember...
The teachers were fighting or breaking it up?
Bro, no, the teachers fucking fought in that shit, bro. They were trying to break it up and fucking... Bro, I remember the Spanish teacher. She was a big lady, bro, and I used to fucking love her, bro. She used to call me Agustin, like in Spanish, but she would just be like... She had a nickname for me.
It rolls real nice off
the tongue. No, it does, bro. And I just can't remember what the name was, but she was a fucking smart-ass, hard-ass teacher, bro. She was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, she was one of those bitchy teachers, but a cool one. You know what I mean? Like, there's always those ones that push you. She was one of them.
They respect you.
Yeah. And so, so she fucking grabbed the fucking big Mexican girl by the fucking hair and dragged her to the fucking office. That was some gangster shit. And then the next semester, bro, she retired. She was there for so long.
Yeah.
She was an older teacher?
Yeah, she was an OG teacher, bro. I don't know how she lasted that long at that fucking school. Bro, there's some crazy shit I remember there, like in just like little phases. I remember there's 2 black kids fighting, and the police officer was a skinny ass cop, and he takes them to the office so they can break it up. And the fight got into the office. They started fighting again. And the principal got hit in the fucking face.
God damn.
Well, the kid that hit her was 18. So she pressed charges. And that motherfucker went to jail for assault.
Damn, bro.
And then there was a fight, too, where we were in 4th period. And school ended on a regular at 1 o'clock. So 1 to 3 was the schedule for the 4th period class. So I remember I was in there. And we got into a lockdown. And I had some of the people on Snap. Somebody got fucking stabbed that went to our school on the fucking head across the street from the Sonic. And then they posted it. And he was like, my homie a real ass nigga, real niggas don't die. While the knife stuck in this fucker's head, bro. And I said, bro, I'm not making this shit up, dog. The people over there were really...
Died?
No, he fucking made it. Bro, people...
Bro, that shit just stuck in his head.
People really don't understand. If you don't go to that school, bro, like, shit like that really happens.
Yeah.
Bro, I remember we were at the summer school thing, too. And these 2 girls were talking. They weren't, like, they were just talking. A guy and a girl were talking. And they got into it. And some girl was, like, talking shit. She was like, oh, you talking shit? He's like, nah, it wasn't even about that. She's like, all right, I got something for your ass and your homeboy. It's one nigga, okay? And I thought it was just going to be between them two fighting. Bro, she called 12 niggas to pull up to the school. Damn. And it's a small ass school, bro. And they were...
They didn't even go to school. It got that bad, bro,
that the teachers, like, we stopped class. The teachers were waiting outside, not letting those kids in, bro. Because they weren't even from the fucking school that were trying to hop in. And I don't know if they were bloods or what, but they were all fucking in red clothes and all that nigga trying to hop over the fence, beat the shit out of one fucking person. And then I remember on the bus leaving, somebody got out of the car, and I guess they went to La Jolla, and they had beef with the kid that was fighting at Estrella, and they started fighting in front of the bus, and then one of the niggas on the bus knew who they were fighting, so he got off the bus and started fighting the niggas that were in the car. Bro, it was fucked, man. Seeing that shit is crazy. So that's why it really changed my perspective. Like, bro, you had a good life over here at Desert Edge. What the fuck you doing over here? You don't belong over here, bro.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that,
bro,
when you got back.
I was a smart kid over there, bro. I had a 3.0 GPA over there, bro. And then I came back to Desert Edge and it went from a 3.0 to a 1.5. Because the fucking school curriculum bullshit. They gave my credits but not my grades.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Bunch of bullshit. Fuck that school. Fuck Desert Edge. But when I came back, I was on my fuck. I wasn't on bullshit, bro. I came back, had my shit together and all that.
That's what's up.
But I think, too, around that time, I started hanging out with you guys more after sophomore year, too. Sophomore and junior year is really when I started kicking with you guys again, too.
Yeah.
When did that fucking fight go down at the park?
Which one?
The big... Well, because it turned into, like, a fucking other thing. But the one where... Oh, nigga, I remember because it was, like, a fucking movie. And I remember because we would go and get pizza every Friday because you had that little minivan. Remember the little
motherfuckers fighting?
The red one.
The red one.
Shout out to Kia Rondo for the
first
time.
Bro, when we went, I remember I had cargo shorts, my Brazil, a blue collar shirt, and some Converse on, bro. And I remember when they got the text saying that it was gonna be a fucking group fight.
It was the Kevin Durant Team USA shirt, huh?
No, it wasn't that day, though. Oh, okay. I think I went home and changed it. Okay. I think when I wore that jersey, I think it was my birthday.
That was your birthday.
Yeah, but we would always go do shit on Fridays.
Yeah.
Because we would work at Target, remember?
Yeah.
But when we fucking, that day, bro, I just remember, it was me, you, three other people. I think there was like seven of us.
Yeah.
And we're walking from, like, I think that one dude's house. I'm not going to say his name because keep it private business. But we're walking from his house to the park. And I just remember I'm getting nervous because I'm like, nigga, we're getting into this fucking group fight. I've never been in a group fight before, bro. Like, what if shit goes down?
Bro, there was 12. They had 12 fucking people plus.
No, they had at least, bro. This is how crazy it was. It was like a fucking movie, bro.
Yeah, this is supposed to be a one-on-one.
It was supposed to be a one-on-one. And you know how it is. Seven of us going up, right? And we get to the park. I shit you not. It looked like a fucking WWE arena, bro. We get there. This motherfucker's with speakers. Fucking listening to music. Bro, it looked like a 30-plus crowd of fucking people shut up to that fucking fight. And then I remember the neighbor came out the fucking backyard and was like, hey, you motherfuckers gotta go. And then someone's like...
That was in the middle of us fighting.
Yeah, and he was like, shut your bitch ass up before we fuck you up. Yeah. And then he threatened to call the cops. He
fucking called the cops.
That food was mad far away.
It was a big ass field.
And that fucking fight, bro.
Bro, if there was a helicopter above us, they could see the.
Bro,
fight.
They try to say that one on one fight that dude won the fight because the homie we were with got a black eye.
Nah, bro, the homie that we were with, bro,
he beat had the him fuck on the floor,
beating his ass.
Well, and I got him off.
Elbowed him on the head.
Bro, I got him off because after he beat the shit out of him, he was kicking him on the floor, and people were just looking at him, beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
And I remember I just grabbed him like, bro, let's go. And I remember my other homies getting fucking beat up by a professional fucking boxer in the corner. Oh. And I was fuck, man.
Those are registered weapons, my boy.
We should have fucking sued that motherfucker. We should have got a fucking check out that bullshit.
We get our bag and shit.
Motherfucker, if you still out there, I'm coming for your ass.
We still coming. I'm suing
your ass.
He still got the bloody shirt. Don't worry.
We got the evidence, bitch. Oh, so, bro, but that day, I just remember that it got that crazy, bro. We're about 45 minutes in.
Okay.
It got that crazy, bro. That shit was just beyond me. On how, like, extreme it was. And the fact, because people think I'm bullshitting, bro, but you guys were there when it happened, bro.
Yeah.
You almost got into it with somebody, too, and we had class with that motherfucker, too. And hopefully, thank God I didn't get to that point, bro, because the fucking beef was just... It went from being a one-on-one thing, and that's kind of why I fucking hated, like, how that school really went down, because everybody wanted to be in someone else's fucking business.
Yeah.
At Estrella, bro, you fucking got in someone else's business, you got your ass beat.
Like, if you're really into drama like that, like... Do something better.
Bro, exactly.
Like, I don't even understand how you can get yourself into it. Like, how that even begins. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Because
like,
word spreads, exactly. Motherfucker, and people want to prove themselves. They want to be a fucking big badass. And
bro,
so they
got to prove no one.
Bro, I'm telling you. The motherfuckers at school, I thought they were hot shit. When I went to Australia, I knew for a fact that if they would have went to that school, they would have got their ass beat the way they were talking over there.
Yeah.
Because those people over there, bro, I'm not going to lie. Like, when I went over there, after I got comfortable, I was kind of cool with everybody. But at first, dog, I felt like a little bitch, homie, because people over there were not fucking around. Like, I could really talk to people and all that, because if you said something wrong, motherfuckers would fight in class over a fucking textbook. So, people argue at Desert Edge about stupid shit. You stepped on my shoes. You stepped on somebody's shoes over there, and they wore some nice shoes.
Bro, I seen a fight happen. Because this fool stepped on another fool's shoes.
They were his new J's, man. I remember.
Them bitches were ugly as fuck.
They were ugly as fuck, though.
Brand new, man, dead stock. No, nigga, put them back in the box.
Fuck.
Gonna fight over some shoes.
But, bro, I mean, no, it just depends. For me, if these ones, I'm not tripping because they're like $100. But if I'm wearing some fucking $400, $500 shoes and they're not creased and you step on them, you may or may not get stabbed. Bro, that's a lot of fucking money for me to drop for you to fucking treat them like a piece of shit, homie. Fuck that. But then, too, you got to be smart on where the fuck you're wearing them.
Yeah.
If you're going to a party, don't wear a fucking $500 pair of shoes. Wear some fucking beat-up-ass Vans.
Yeah,
why the fuck
would you take J's like that to school?
In a crowded-ass hallway.
That's just asking for it. Exactly. Because you're looking for attention, number one. And number two, you want to show off that you have money. You do.
Okay.
Bro,
okay,
the
okay.
people that would come to school dressed in the
I don't doubt it.
Louis Vuitton belt with the backpacks. Oh, you got money. Okay, buddy. The fuck, that's daddy's money. Where the fuck did you get your money from?
Here's what I hated about that whole clothing thing that we kind of seen through school. Everyone started claiming to be like fashion niggas. All of a sudden, like fashion people. It's like, all right, if you like the style, just say you like the style. Like, you don't gotta act like you're putting on this whole like thing and people are picking up on it and all this.
Bro, how many days would I go to school and niggas would tell me, Augie, didn't you wear that shirt yesterday?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, I got 7 Pro Club white t-shirts.
Bro, for real.
Black I got and white. 7 yeah. white ones, 2 blue ones, 2 Grays. Red ones, brown, gray, black.
You name it, you name it, we got it.
If you look at the richest people, you know what I'm saying, around, they're not wearing no chains. They're wearing the same clothes back to back.
Bro, I was watching, there's a podcast that I watch. It's about sports. It's called I Am Athlete, bro. It's more of like a football podcast because they're all football players, bro. But I didn't know, like, Chad Ochocinco, bro, he made money. And he actually gave away the secret to it being so smart. You know how, let's talk about Tekashi, how he got $1 million fucking chain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ochocinco used to buy chains like that. They were fake.
Yeah.
So if you went out to public and you got robbed, yeah, you robbed a fucking fake chain, homie.
Yeah.
You proud of that? But I guarantee you he has real jewelry. But I don't, bro, like with me, if I ever make it big, I want a Rolex and a nice little gold chain.
Yeah, I want some clean
bro.
Shit.
Like, I don't need a fucking $1 million fucking chain that says Doughboy across my shit. Because that's fucking stupid.
That's a waste, man. That's a waste.
And unless I'm going to keep it in a fucking drawer or something in my house, then yeah. But I don't need a fucking big... This little cross, bro, I like this shit. I would never sell this shit.
Yeah.
The chain or the cross. Because it's just me.
Yeah.
It's nothing too crazy. It's nothing too fancy.
You need the simple shit.
Simple shit. You don't need a fucking big-ass fucking diamond chain on your fucking neck to where your neck is fucking hurting. Fuck that.
Exactly.
Nah, it's fucking dumb to me. But I do want to get tattooed, though.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I wanna get tattooed. Have you thought about any tattoos? Where'd you get them?
I got one. I'm really hoping I can get that fucking construction job. Because once my first paycheck comes in, it's going to be a rose with a snake on it. And then in between on top of that, it's going to have 999 on it. Because of Juice WRLD, but because of the meaning behind the 999.
What does it mean?
999, because the way he said it was, 999 is you take all the good and the evil, pretty much all the bad and the evil,
and
you take it, and you take all that bad shit, and you flip into something good.
Real shit.
And that's why with her, bro, that's kind of why his motivation keeps coming back to me. Because it's like, okay, yeah, she treated you like shit, but she still wants to work on it. She obviously wants to talk to you. She wants to do something with you on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So why, instead of taking that evil shit, why don't you flip it and turn it into something good?
But you also see the negative.
Too. Exactly. You also see the negative. So it's hard to do something positive when there's so much negative.
Yeah.
I'm a positive ass motherfucker. I don't have no negativity towards anyone, bro. So, I mean, maybe I say some negative shit, but...
You cussed out a teacher.
but don't get it fucked up.
No, yeah,
if you're my homie, bro, and the teacher's disrespecting you, I got no problem telling that teacher to fuck off.
Yeah, no shit.
If we go out to eat and they fuck up my order and they fuck up your order, bitch, you make $15 an hour and fuck up
my sandwich.
Don't mess
with my food, though.
Listen, bitch, I asked for a plain chicken sandwich, bread, chicken, bread. The fuck did you fuck that up with the mayo and the lettuce? Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here, that bullshit.
Fuck out of here.
You make $15 an hour, motherfucker. You make more than minimum wage. You're gonna fuck up a sandwich. Fuck out of here. Fucking bullshit and you're fucking scoozy. Little whore.
Little whore.
Little idiot. Little whore.
Hey, what's your dream car, Steve?
My dream car? I don't know. I have to think about it.
Mine was a 1988 Lamborghini
Countach. Other than that, what are we talking about? Anything catches on?
I want an R34.
Yeah. Honestly, bro, I really like...
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Recently, I just been fucking... I don't really know the names of the cars.
Yeah.
But I've been fucking with the old Fast and Furious... You know Tokyo Drift cars?
Yeah.
I've been fucking with that kind of styles of car, bro. Like I just
Jetty,
really fuck...
Jetty,
I really fuck with those... I really fuck with those styles of cars.
Yeah.
I like the little low... race top, fucking nice ass little wheels on it, little hood engine. I like all that shit because I feel like it's just a two people car.
Yeah,
and I see some big motherfuckers whipping that bitch. I'd be like, damn, like it could be you,
bro,
a little
hell yeah,
door, there's
bro.
Four door cars like
there's,
that.
Like there's this one YouTuber, he's big as hell. That fool, you whipping the fuck out of it
for real.
Yeah,
he doesn't just keep them like in.
Yeah, I like those kind of cars, but those ones, I mean, really, to be honest, I think my first car is probably going to be like a truck, like a Dodge truck or something. I really want like a two-door truck.
Yeah, I can see you in a truck.
Yeah,
I can see you like a truck type of nigga.
Yeah, you can't see me in a car. The car that I have right now is because, you know, I need to get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
It's not really a fucking big-ass car, but...
You don't like it?
I like it, but I mean, it's a car. I'm not going to say no to a car.
Hey, let me get my car businesses down in the future, and then I got you.
Say less?
I got you.
You're going to start importing.
I'm telling you.
Bro, there's a... I seen on TikTok, bro, there's one in Cali that imports Japanese cars. Mm-hmm. They're fucking badass, bro.
Yeah, I've seen their
car. I want to fucking go over there and buy a fucking car and come back in that bitch. Got $30,000. What can I buy?
They've been saying it's getting harder to find cars.
It is,
people
bro.
In Japan aren't letting them go no more because they're starting to realize how rare they are.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck so, bro. Just, hey, and, y'all just got to post less about them, and the value will
just
go
shut
down.
The fuck up about the cars. Yeah. Keep it 100, man.
Just don't buy them.
Just fuck out of here.
Fuck out of here. Leave them to us.
It's almost like $200,000 for an R34 now.
Yeah, bro, and some about, people are starting to realize, some shit's going to be more valuable.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what
I seen? I seen hella people, start caring about certain shit. Especially, I don't know if you've seen it, but Pokemon.
Oh, my fucking God, nigga. I don't give a fuck about Pokemon at all, bro. I don't give a fuck about it back then. I don't give a fuck about it now, bro.
That shit OG.
Yeah,
you know what's OG?
Can't disrespect that.
You know what's OG? OG that I used to fuck with a lot. Not Pokemon, because fuck Pokemon.
You better not say some bullshit.
But nah, bro. I used to... Bro, it's because nobody anymore, bro. Maybe because how games are made now. Bro, nobody makes games where you can come over to someone's house and play them. I used to fuck with the GameCube so heavy, bro.
Bro, yeah. GameCubes.
And you can, I didn't know you can take the GameCube controller and plug it into the Wii.
The Wii, yeah.
Bro, I used to be playing the baseball game with the fucking Wii controller with my cousin. I used to have a GameCube, or brought the GameCube controller over and whooped his ass.
Yeah.
Fucking little motherfucker.
Play Smash Bros.
Bro, I want to get a Switch. I want to get a Switch, bro.
Ooh, you should get a Switch.
They're pretty cheap, too.
Or a DS.
Yeah. My little cousin has a Switch. He likes it.
Bro, the DSs are pretty nice now. They're they're pretty. Good. They're $300.
Nah, you know what's cool?
Might as well just get a Switch.
That I still have, that I want to buy more games for? What? PSP.
Bro, shout out to PSP.
Hey, you got a PSP charger,
bro,
hit me.
They were ahead of its time. The PSP was ahead of its time.
I got one. I don't have
you got
portable.
One?
Bro, you know where you can get one?
How much for it?
It was for free. I already had it.
No, how much do you want?
Nah, I need it, bro, for my PSP.
I need it for
mine.
That's all I need, bro.
Bro,
need
you know where you can find one, though? There's a collector's market in downtown Phoenix. Yeah. It's on 22nd or 24th in Thomas.
Yeah.
Bro, they got PSP games, the PSP itself, and the charger.
Yeah.
Bro, I want to get in contact with them, bro. I go to their shop, bro. Well, bro, we need to take a tour down there, bro.
That'd be sick.
It's cool.
That'd be sick.
It's cool. Bro, they got some cool ass shit, bro. I remember I took it on my Instagram. I threw up the blood sign with Freddy Krueger. That's where it was at, bro. Me and Freddy Krueger in people's nightmares, you feel me?
Yeah.
Bro, it's fucking... they got some cool ass... They got some anime shit there, bro. It's cool as fuck. I fuck with anime now. After the pandemic, after I sat down and watched Naruto.
Yeah, bro, you changed
for the pandemic.
I saw it as a different view now.
I still haven't gotten into it. I want to, though.
Dude, Naruto is fucking gas, Rob. Yeah. You know which one I think you'll like? Look at Cowboy Bebop. It's 26 episodes. It's not long. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not long. I actually fuck with it a lot.
I feel shorter animes are...
It's got a cool aesthetic.
Bro, I want to watch Initial D.
I still haven't watched it.
What the fuck is that?
It's
anime
racing about
one.
Cars. Like JDM cars.
Really? You should watch Akira or Aquila or some shit like that. It's like a racing
that?
One.
But watch that one, though. Fu has JDM cars. It has all
really?
JDM cars.
Yeah. Bro,
actual real cars.
The ones I've been seeing, the ones I've seen is Naruto, Cowboy Bebop, My Hero Academia, and I want to get into Death Note. I saw Demon Slayer.
I've watched
Demon Slayer.
Bro, I've watched so many, I can't even remember.
Demon Slayer, bro, is pretty good. And it's on Netflix, so you could just... Watch after another with no ads. That shit is good. The main character's kind of a little bitch, but so is Deku in the fucking My Hero Academia. I really don't like how some animes, they make the main character a little bitch.
Well, he starts as a little bitch. That nigga starts.
He gets better. Bro, but I hate how he fucking
he
cries.
He got hands.
Him.
Don't fuck with Deku.
Shit up, yeah.
Nah, Deku do got hands. When he's after he's done with his little emotional bullshit.
Yeah, that would be crying and shit.
Yeah. You know who I... Bro, they hold my nigga All Might, bro. I guess to keep the fucking shit going. But I feel like All Might definitely got some fucking beef into him, bro.
Yeah, got a tumor and shit.
Damn, bro, he's down bad, bro. He went from being the number one hero to fucking giving his power to some little bitch ass homie that got no powers.
Damn, you don't think he's gonna grow into it, though?
No, he is. That's the whole
point
of the anime.
That's the whole point.
Oh man. And then the last season, bro, was really fucked. That shit kinda got me in my feels.
I don't even remember what the fuck.
Oh, with Endeavor, bro, at the end?
What do you watch your anime on?
I watch it on a fucking website.
Crunchyroll? I watch it on Crunchyroll.
I don't watch it on that because they don't really have dubbed anime.
Really? Not anymore?
Yeah, I watched it on a website where they just fucking, it's free and shit.
Ah, fuck Crunchyroll, though.
No free sponsors. No free
sponsors. But, bro, Naruto.
The more people, the more lag.
Yeah. I think I got into Naruto, bro. Like, I saw little Naruto, like, when they were kids and shit, and I kind of fucked with the first season, but after that, I kind of just stopped. Once you really knew what the fuck it was really about, you kind of just stopped fucking with it.
Yeah.
So I kind of jumped from Naruto to Naruto Shippuden, and, bro, my love for that shit went fucking way higher.
So you never finished Naruto?
I did. I mean, you kind of know the main points already going into Shippuden.
Yeah, nah, fucking Shippuden has a fuck ton of fillers.
Yeah.
It has a bunch of...
But I listed it so I know, okay, what is filler and what's not filler. And I had a guide because it's been out for so long.
True.
So I had a guide on what to watch, what arcs to watch. Bro, my fucking favorite character is Sasuke, bro. That nigga's a fucking beast. That nigga's cold as fuck. Him, Obito, and Madara, bro. Remember I used to text you, nigga, when I found out that fucking Jiraiya died in the fucking anime?
Like, when they get into anime, I remember Fuzu, like, text me, like, y'all remember this episode? I'm like, yeah. Like, it was like, nigga, I've been seeing that shit.
Bro, that shit is hard, bro. That fucking dude, Madara, is a fucking, he got some cold-ass drip. He can fucking throw hands. That motherfucker's definition of Black Air Force energy, bro.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
cold. And I watch Dragon Ball Z from time to time. I feel like Dragon Ball Z is more of an anime.
Dragon Ball Z is the best anime.
You can, but I feel like with that one, bro.
You recommend? Should I watch it?
This
is how I would say, because with Dragon Ball Z, you can't. It's not a story. It's not a story to me.
It's good. You should definitely watch it.
To me, I feel like there's no story. But I feel like you can definitely watch episodes and be entertained by it. Like, you can look up certain arcs and watch those arcs. Because the last season that they had, where they fought that purple motherfucker, Jiren, mm-hmm. That motherfucker was badass.
Hell yeah.
And when Vegeta fought fucking Goku in the beginning, too, that was badass. Vegeta's my favorite Dragon Ball Z character.
I don't know how to say it, but I don't know if you've seen it, but it's like the volleyball one. I think it's like
Haku or some shit like that? You told me about it, bro.
Bro, that's a good one you guys should get into. That's like, it's a volleyball sports one, but it's dope. Like,
they got basketball ones, too, right?
Like, I think I see some clips of it on Twitter.
Yeah, they have tournaments and, like... It's
in,
like, I don't know, it's like in a high school and shit.
Did it stop?
Nah, we got 4 more minutes left, so keep it going.
Yeah. Should we go for two and then cut it, like, do the exit?
Nah, we do the whole fucking thing, bro. We get
not
cut off.
You're not doing outro?
Nah, we're getting cut off. Alright, when we get to 50, 59, we'll get cut an outro and then we'll end it.
We're gonna be rushed.
But what I want to, the last, like, 3 minutes I want to talk about
Think about how you're gonna end.
Who do you guys think is gonna win the finals this year? Because going into this last two seasons, was it last season or this season where the league really went from switching up to, I think it was after the bubble, It really switched up from being a team-based team to now duos really running the league. Because you got duos in the West with fucking Booker and Chris Paul, LeBron and AD, Jokic and Jamal Murray. Who else? Fucking, I can't even think. Oh, Curry. It's just Curry, I think, at this point in the Warriors.
Just Curry, bro. He's holding shit down.
He's carrying his team. Bro, on God, he's carrying his team.
Anyways, go ahead, though.
And in the East, you got... I feel like the East Warriors right now are the Bucks, where it's just Giannis.
Yeah.
The Celtics,
the
Sixers, you got Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons.
Bro, Celtics are dangerous as well.
Celtics with Jason Tatum and Kemba Walker. That was the best move the Celtics could ever make.
Yeah.
Kyrie and KD. I feel like the Nets are gonna win it, bro, just because they got an advantage over the duos.
For real.
I feel like any duo that gets into the finals, if they don't have their star duo team, bro, they're fucked.
I feel like the Clippers.
Bro, okay,
Think about it. Bro, we're the best overall defensive team. Think about it. We have every single position covered with the defensive player. We could one on one, no problem.
Right, but you take away Kawhi or Paul George, then what? Your team is fucked.
I could say the same. Take away.
You could take away KD.
That'd be less. That'd be less to worry about.
They proved that even without KD, they can ball. You could take away Kyrie, and even without Kyrie, they can ball.
Against,
you could take away
teams,
both, and they still ball.
Against teams that aren't as defensively.
That's true. That's true. We still haven't seen that. We saw that. You know who I really think is gonna win it too?
Who?
And it's a wild card, the Suns.
Honestly, bro, I wouldn't rule them out.
The Suns whooped the fuck out of the Lakers. Yeah. Bro, nigga, I'm a Suns fan and a Nets fan because of KD, but I want the Suns, bro.
I always have love for the home teams, bro.
But the Suns, I've been a Suns fan for a long time, and I really want them to really – I think they can really
fucking do it, bro.
I've been telling everybody since fucking day one that all the fucking Suns need was a point guard.
Yeah.
They got that in Chris Paul. Motherfuckers said Chris Paul is old. He's out here almost on the MVP caliber race. He's doing shit for Phoenix that's never been done before.
Yeah.
He's elevating the team to that Steve Nash level once again. And I feel like now, once my dream finals is to see the Phoenix Suns and the Nets in the finals and have Steve Nash face the former team he used to play on in the finals.
That dude don't got a ring.
And then, no, he doesn't.
Bro, that means he'd get his first ring against his fucking
team. Well, shit, we're at the 59-minute mark. So we're going to catch you guys on the next one. Thank you for listening.